fuel has closed your electric utility, or any possible disaster has just devastated your town. You're out of power, no lights, and no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge every home to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries and comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo emergency weather band radio retails for almost $30. But Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com or call 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This is a limited offer and may end soon, so order today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Resenthal. We're tracking more storminess coming this way, but on this Thursday, we get a break with variable clouds, some sun. There could be an afternoon shower. Temperatures in the 50s, low 60s. Partly cloudy overnight. These showers will end. Lows in the low 40s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds. It'll be 55 to 62. Chance of rain at night with a slight chance it could change to snow before ending by Saturday morning. Saturday itself, variable clouds, windy and cold in the mid-40s. Northwest winds could gust over 40 miles an hour. On the Money Matters Radio Network, I'm Mark Resenthal. Hi, everyone. I'm meteorologist Mark Resenthal, and my weather forecast today is being brought to you by Mosquito Squad. Spring is here, and summer is just around the corner. Eastern Massachusetts has experienced above-normal rainfall over the past 2 months, creating the perfect breeding ground for mosquitoes and ticks. Mosquito Squad invented a protective barrier treatment, an innovation method for mosquito elimination that has EPA-registered ingredients to create long-lasting results. Enjoy your backyard this summer. See them online at MosquitoSquad.com.
These are unprecedented times, which are causing a lot of stress and financial worry for millions of Americans. But here's some good news. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, Optima Tax Relief can reduce the stress in your life by helping you resolve your tax debt right from the safety of your own home. Make no mistake, you don't want to ignore the IRS right now. They can take your paycheck and everything you work so hard for. But with Optima on your side, you may qualify for help that saves you thousands. Their tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau and has resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for taxpayers across the nation. So now's the time for tax help you need, for tax help you trust. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Leo Lydon is a CPA and host of Financial Focus. Now is your time to implement some valuable tax saving strategies. For more information and your free personal tax consultation by phone, call Leo Lydon at 781-829-8626 or visit StocksAndTaxes.com.
Okay, you can spend a lot of time clipping a lot of coupons that don't save a lot of money for stuff you don't really want. Or you can go to Vitacost.com and experience Mominomics. Vitacost.com has better household essentials, health and beauty products, vitamins, supplements, and natural and organic foods, all at up to 50% off. Plus, Vitacost.com ships every order over $49 for free. So take your shopping list to Vitacost.com and take the cost out of healthy living.
Financial Focus Asset Management offers investment advisory services that are tailored to fit our clients' needs. Whether it is long-term investing, retirement planning, or active trading that you are looking for, Financial Focus Asset Management offers a unique approach. If it is long-term investing that you are looking for, Financial Focus offers products that can reduce and even eliminate market risk while still allowing the upside potential of the markets. We can also offer individual securities and mutual funds that we believe will perform well in the long run. If it is short-term trading that you are looking for, we offer strategies that are designed to take advantage of short and mid-term fluctuations in the market. Though no strategies are guaranteed, we employ trading strategies that are designed to take advantage of the market movement while limiting your exposure to loss. If you want individualized service and an advisor who will take the time to get to know you and work with you, call Leo Lydon at Financial Focus Asset Management at 781-829-8626.
One little joint supplement
You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-945-9328. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-945-9328. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-945-9328.
Have you left profit sharing or 401k funds with a previous employer? Financial Focus Asset Management can help you gain control of these funds. Call Leo Lydon to see how you can roll these funds into a managed IRA. Take the first step in gaining control over your money today. Call Leo Lydon of Financial Focus Asset Management at 781-829-8626. That's 781-829-8626. Or go to financialfocusadvisoryservices.com.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Bria's Fashion Boutique is the worst. First, they asked me if I needed help finding anything. Just because I'm gorgeous doesn't mean I need help.
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
Then they tell me they're having a sale. Oh, so you're assuming I'm poor. Cool.
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial, auto, and business insurance.
Also, they tried to give me the friends and family discount. I'm not your friend, so...
Get a quote online today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
Do not hire Franklin & Sons Electrical. The guy told me he'd shrink my monthly bill, and I'm like, dude, it's too small to read as it is.
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
Then he's like, where's the circuit breaker? I'm like, bro, I didn't break anything.
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial, auto, and business insurance.
He told me I had a blown fuse. It's called a short fuse, and yes, I do have one, so watch yourself.
Get a quote online today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
Welcome to Financial Focus with Leo Lydon. From Financial Focus Advisory Services. Leo is a CPA, registered investment advisor, a principal of Financial Focus Asset Management. This program is presented for informational purposes only and should not be considered a solicitation or an offer to sell securities for investment advisory services. Information on this program regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources which are believed to be reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. The words of Leo Lydon on this program should not be interpreted to state or imply that past performance is predictive of future results. Investments in securities involve significant risk, including the potential loss of your entire investment. No investment activity should be undertaken without serious independent study. And now, with Financial Focus, it's Leo Lydon. Leo Lydon.
And welcome to Financial Focus with Leo Lydon. All right, folks, our number is 888-205-2263. That's 888-205-2263. All right, folks, we are looking at some positive futures numbers. We'll take it. We're 322 on the Dow, 131 on the NASDAQ, 43 on the S&P. Now, fair value adjustment does take away from that a little bit. We have a fair value adjustment of 38 points on the Dow. NASDAQ fair value adjustment is a negative 19, and the S&P fair value adjustment is a negative 6. So, those numbers would be huge in normal times, but we have the heightened volatility. So it's kind of interesting. It's when you look at the charts are more or less, it's interesting in that if you look at the daily time frames, it looks like we're in a nice upward sloping channel. We violated it a little bit late last week, like on Friday, but we came back with a green candle Monday. We're making higher highs. We're still making higher lows on the daily time frame now, okay? But when you click on the weekly, it looks so much different because there's so much intra-week volatility, and yet by the end of the week, we're closing, very little changed. So if we take a look, nearly 3 weeks ago, on April 24th, the markets opened at 28.45. We're at 28.48 on yesterday's close. We have three candles that are little tiny bodies next to each other. Long lower shadow on the first, long upper shadow on the second. So intra week making a new high. But it really kind of plays itself out that the fundamentals and the technicals are really kind of coming together here. I think what happened is it took about four weeks for the markets to get to the bottom. The first week was holy smokes, this coronavirus might be real, and so we had a big sell. The next week we formed a doji, so we had really big sell and then a doji. And I remember at that point saying, okay, well, the market is built in fear that the coronavirus is coming. And I believe that what it's done is said, okay, it hit the bottom of fear. And what's going to happen 6 months from now? If 6 months back now, we look back at corona and say, oh, yeah, remember coronavirus? Kind of like same one as H1N1 or the bird flu or whatever other viruses went around that made the media, but really were nothing compared to what we have. So a lot happens over the weekend, right? So on Monday, we had gapped down because this became real. We're talking about shutting things down and what have you. So we gapped down and sold. And then the following weekend, we gap down and sold. So what happens is we have a gap, three gaps, okay? And what tends to happen in a three-gap play is that you fill two out of the three gaps, and then you go down and test the bottom. What do I think happened is the first week of sell made it that, okay, the coronavirus is here. Okay, the second week was the doji. The third week of sell was, well, this is going to have an economic effect. And the fourth week was, heck, this is going to have a real economic effect. Let me get the heck out of here. What I believe we've done is we've bounced back up to where the market price is in. This is real and that it's starting to have an economic effect. I think the relief rally brought us up to fundamentally this could be something bad for the economy. And I go, there's a bunch of anecdotal things I look at. And, you know, either the government knew, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but either the government knew this was going to be a heck of a lot longer than 2 weeks. Because it's been a heck of a lot longer. But within the first week, they're talking about putting trillions of dollars to stimulate the economy. Because we need that for a two-week shutdown. Okay? So if that's the case, what happens for a two-month shutdown? We got problems, right? Because it was mid-March we shut down. And here we are mid-May. Early May, but it'll be mid-May before... We were talking before the show over whether Tuck is running the board. He does a great job. Matt does a great job too, but no, Tuck's on the board today. And so we were talking before the show about, when do you think we'll open back up? And I guess, Governor, but I listen more to national news than the local news. So I guess Governor Baker said, I had heard he said the 18th, but Tucker thinks he's going to announce around then a process of reopening, and that he'll push it off maybe even another week. But somewhere in that time frame, it's still been 2 months. And there's only so long people can go. Now, some people, which is kind of weird, in that the some people that you feel that we're feeling bad for are actually doing better by not working than they were when they were working. The lower income people are actually doing better because you get unemployment, which is a percentage of your pay. And then on top of that, they get a flat $600 check. So if you have a lower normal income, then that $600 is a higher percentage of your normal pay. Makes sense? So I know someone who makes just over 100. And with the 600, he's losing. And his counterpart, who's in the mid to upper 80s, is right at break even. So I don't know what unemployment caps out at the state level, but then it turns around from the state level, it then goes over to the federal subsidy on top of it. So some of the people that we're concerned about are, you know, well, we're concerned about everyone, but some of the people we're concerned about are actually doing better because financially under the current conditions. But are they the ones that put a lot of money in the stock market? Probably not, right? So it's an interesting play. To me, putting it all together, I think the market's sold, not only worrying about what's going to happen, but also built in a severe economic effect. And that happened rather quickly. We bounced back up to the top of the range, which fundamentally was where the market started to price in economic effect. I think people are very hopeful about how the market's going to, how the economy's going to open. There is a lag. I hope I'm wrong, you know, but there is a lag, and we'll have to see if the coronavirus starts to spread again as people are re-entering the world, so to say. You know, again, this whole mask thing, it's interesting. It's gone from no, you don't need a mask, to yeah, you should wear a mask, to now you have to wear a mask, to if you don't wear a mask, you get fined. So it's just interesting how what was proper and appropriate at one point can totally reverse itself. So it's just interesting. How long are we going to have to wear masks? And the liability that comes with reopening, right? The person who says, okay, we reopen. I was talking to someone the other day, yesterday, and they're close to someone who works for a company that does industrial cleaning, a publicly traded company that does public cleaning and other things of that nature. And I had actually played the stock. So it was funny. I was saying, hey, how's this person doing? And her husband works for the company. I go, ah, darn, I tried to play for the company. I thought it would be a great play, but I got burned. And so the company is involved in cleaning. And when this first started and the first cases started, remember they were saying, oh, we got to clean. And so, you know, the schools would shut down for one day, like on a Friday, so they could have the cleaning staff could have a 3-day window to clean. But what happened was this company didn't go after the cleaning aspect of this. And it was a calculated reason. And the reason was liability. If they go in and clean and someone gets the virus, then they're going to be blamed and held liable even though they didn't know the science behind the virus. So, kind of interesting. I think we're at a short-term top. The futures are up, so we'll take it. But we'll have to see. We'll come back. We'll talk stock. We'll be back after these messages.
Got a question for Leo and can't call? Well, email your questions to leo@stocksandtaxes.com. Simply put radio question in the subject line.
The dollar is up. The dollar is down. The markets are expanding. No, wait. A double-dip recession is on the way. Don't trade on emotion. Work with Leo Lydon, registered investment advisor and voice of financial focus, to establish and maintain a dynamic approach to your financial future. Call Leo Lydon at 781-829-8626 for your free personal tax consultation.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Don't go it alone in these volatile markets. Over this past year, the markets have been subject to things that used to take decades to evolve. You deserve an investment advisor who understands what's going on and can read both the news and the charts to grasp what effect these changes are having on the various markets, commodities, and currencies. Call Leo Lydon, voice of financial focus, to schedule your free investment strategy consultation. Call Leo Lydon at 781-829-8626 for your free personal tax consultation.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Now, more Financial Focus with Leo Lydon. We're taking your calls now at 888-205-2263. Listen online on the TuneIn app or MoneyMattersBoston.com.
Welcome back to Financial Focus with Leo Lydon. All right, folks, our number is 888-205-2263. That's 888-205-2263. All right, folks, we are looking at some positive futures numbers. Dow futures up 334. NASDAQ futures up 134. S&P is up 45. This is on the heels of yesterday, though the futures were up. We had a late day sell, and we ended up down 218 on the Dow. NASDAQ was up 45. So NASDAQ's been outperforming, and the S&P is down 20. So that's what's going on there. We've got technology stocks leading the way. If you take a look at the NASDAQ 100 or the Qs, they've had quite a bit. Actually, their dip was deeper, though, wasn't it? The NASDAQ 100 lost a bigger percent, it looks like, than the broad market. But it's right back. It's back up again and recovering well. So, and the biggest piece in there is Apple. AAPL is the biggest, the ticker symbol, and Apple is really leading the recovery back up again. So they tend to, they're actually faring very well through this whole process. That's Apple. All right, let's see. We have shares of Teva Pharmaceuticals, TEVA. They were up in pre-market trade about. There are a few percentage points after the company reaffirmed its guidance for 2020 and beat revenue expectations for the quarter. Teva had earnings of $25 million or 6 cents a share for the first quarter against the adjusted. Adjusted earnings came in at 76 cents ahead of the consensus of 59 cents. Revenue was $4.3 billion, up from $4.1 last year. And the street expected them to be flat at that 4.1 level. The company attributed revenue growth to higher sales of generics and over-the-counter products in Europe. Let's see what else. We estimate that the impact of COVID-19 pandemic on advanced purchasing patterns was approximately $100 million. So the company reaffirmed its guidance for the year with revenues of $16.6 to $17 billion. So that's good news for Teva. Let's take a jump over. TEVA is a ticker symbol for Teva. All right, so Teva, okay, so they had pulled back. They looked like they were doing a nice ABC to the upside, but they failed that. They pulled back on Friday and Monday to take out that B point. The C point, the low point. So let's see. Teva is at 1188. For them, that's a huge gap. The high they had before was 1120, and they're going to jump up to 1188. So that's good there. I thought we had Teva in the newsletter. Let me just take a quick look. Teva. So we stopped out, unfortunately. We have a target of 1350 on the original ABC. So if you're in Teva and you didn't stop out, it looks good. Again, we're looking for an ABC up to 1350, and they're going to gap up to 1186. We got in at 1080, so that's what we're looking at here. All right, so that's Teva. Nice recovery, but unfortunately they had come down leading into it. All right, Vista Outdoors, they dropped 5% in pre-market after the ammunition and outdoor gear company reported first quarter adjusted profit that beat expectations, but revenue missed, and they provided a downbeat second quarter outlook. Overall, the impact of COVID-19 on our operations in the fourth quarter was minimal. We experienced stronger than expected demand in many of our categories, including commercial ammunition, bicycle helmets and accessories, and outdoor cooking. The net loss widened to $141 million from $48.6 million in the year-ago period, excluding non-recurring items. Adjusted earnings came in at 11 cents. That beat the 6 cents the street wanted. Okay, so we'll have to see how this all shakes itself out. But let's see, VSTO is the ticker symbol. VSTO. All right. So Vista. Oh, they're up near their highs, though. They were not too severely affected at all. They're back up to where they were before. So they were at 970. They're taking a big hit down to 829, which actually brings them down to where the market perform is. But that's Vista Outdoor. VSTO is the ticker symbol for Vista. All right. Let's see. Shares of Bausch, it used to be Bausch & Lomb, but now it's Bausch Health Companies, BHC. Their shares were down in pre-market trading after the drug and medical devices producer, products maker, reported a wider net loss and a surprise decline in revenue given the negative impacts of COVID. The net loss was $152 million or 43 cents a share, compares to $52 million or 15 cents a share in the same period last year. All right, so let's see. So let's see how the stock is doing. Bausch Health, BHC. All right, so BHC. Interesting. Now, Bausch took a big hit, and they haven't recovered very well at all. They were up at 30, dropped down to 12, and now they're only at 17. If they're in market performing, I'd say they should be up around 24. And they're actually down on that earnings report. They're down 60 cents. So even the ask is 16.60, and they closed at 17.12. So it looks like Bausch Health is actually taking a hit. And those numbers looked okay, but not enough. Not enough, apparently. All right, let's see. You know what we should be getting any time now is, let me hit refresh. Let me go to here and see if it's out yet. I'm waiting for the weekly jobless claims number to come out. It should be out. Should be out anytime now. Let's see. It's due out at 8:30. So let me jump over to here. All right. Up 3.2 million. Wow. U.S. initial jobless shares climbed 3.2 million in the week ended May 2nd. Wow, that's crazy how many people have applied for unemployment benefits, huh? Man. So, all right. I know I was reading some stuff last night. There was some conspiracy stuff out there. I just saw an ad, which was neat. It was like the globe with a Band-Aid on it, you know. But it is kind of neat to me. The interesting thing about the coronavirus is how it hits everyone the same. You know, it doesn't matter your race, your country, your this, your that. It just reminds you that we're all people, you know. And the conspiracy theorists are crazy. They're crazy. You think we could get the whole world to coordinate on a everyone coordinate? We're going to make up a fake virus. You know, it's like, no, we're not. That ain't going to happen. But it takes all kinds. All right, what else do we have? Bristol Myers Squibb, BMY is the ticker symbol. They were, they're pretty much flat in pre-market trading, I guess, is what they're saying. After the drug maker posted stronger than expected adjusted first quarter earnings, the company had a loss of $755 million, or 34 cents a share in the quarter, compared with earnings of 1.7. Adjusted earnings were $1.72. The street wanted $1.49. Revenue was up nicely. They did have an acquisition in there, though, so it's Celgene. So that did add significantly to their revenue. So it's a tough compare. All right, so let's take a look at Bristol Myers. BMY is the ticker symbol for Bristol Myers. And Bristol has actually come back fairly nicely themselves. They're at 61. Their high had been 68. The low was 46. So as you can tell, they're quite a ways back up. Right now, they're up about 2% in the pre-market. So Bristol Myers does look good. BMY is the ticker symbol for Bristol Myers. Geez, if they get back up to that 68 level, that'd certainly be a nice play for them. So again, that's Bristol Myers. BMY is the ticker symbol for Bristol Myers. Okay, what else? That's Bristol Myers. Buckle. All right, so apparel retailer Buckle, BKE, said Thursday sales for the fiscal month ending May 2nd. Ending May 2nd, totaled $11.4 million. That's down 80.8% from the previous month. For the first quarter ended on that day, sales were $115.4 million, down $201.3 million from the previous year. The FactSet consensus was for $138 million on sales for the quarter. Online sales for the quarter rose 31%. Well, that's good, to $32 million. So that's good. During the week of April 26, Buckle began to reopen stores with 37 back in operation. 100 stores will open this week. Okay. So we'll have to see how it all shakes out. As I fear that the comeback isn't going to be as quick, as smooth, nor as economically fulfilling as many hope. That's been my. I think we're going down to test the old lows. That's my thought. But we'll have to see how it shakes. All right. So we just talked about Buckle. Let's see who's next. We have. Next up we have Viacom. Oh, how are they doing through all this? Okay. CBS Viacom shares were up in pre-market trade Thursday after the company posted stronger than expected earnings for the first quarter. The New York-based media and entertainment company said it had net income of $508 million, or 82 cents a share. That's down from $3.15 a share in the year-ago period. While earnings were lifted by a tax benefit, adjusted earnings per share, this is what we want, $1.13 ahead of 99 cents. So that's good. Revenue was down 6%, but it did beat the consensus by a little bit. Ad revenue was down 19%. Okay. Content licensing revenue rose 9%, boosted by growth in original studio productions for third parties. Okay. So, all right. Okay. The company has free cash of, all right. So when that stuff, it's tough. VIAC, Viacom. Let's take a look. VIAC. Oh, wow. Yeah. No. If you go back, they were declining going into the pandemic. Yeah, if you go back, say a year and a half ago, they're up around 60, and here they are at 4. They were at 1488 last night. They're at 1770 in the pre-market. So it's a nice move this morning, but overall, the stock hasn't been doing so well. So that's Viacom. Let's see. Oh, JetBlue. Well, let me just see what this is. This just a headline, or is this okay? Here we go. Almost 3.2 million people applied for unemployment benefits last week after the coronavirus cost them their jobs. But the historic wave of layoffs tied to the pandemic is receding. The number of initial jobless claims was less than half the crisis peak of 6.9 million at the end of March. Still, some 33 million new claims have been filed in 7 weeks, a record-shattering surge. 33 million unemployment claims. That's unbelievable. A separate report by ADP said more than 20 million jobs were eliminated in April, at least temporarily. So, wow. That's crazy, isn't it? And we'll have to see how they come back. I mean, a lot of people are saying they're going to be slow to bring people back. They're not, you know, they're going to let business dictate how it comes back, not just the timeline. So we'll have to see. There's a lot of strategizing when it comes to the PPP. So folks, if you got the PPP, and I would do what they recommend, and you put the monies in a separate account, and as you spend payroll, you don't have to necessarily change the way you spend the payroll, but you can transfer from this account back to your operating account to reimburse for the payroll draw. But just be mindful that it may make sense to either treat some of it as a loan or to just return the money and not pay the interest on it, whatever the case may be. But yeah, it's crazy what's going on out there. All right, I digressed. Oh, I hear the music. All right, so we got the music going. All right, so weekly jobless claims continue to grow. We'll have to see what happens. People will come back in who are on the PPP and just recently got funded. They'll have to go back on payroll. And then in 8 weeks, we'll see another surge is the strategy for many people. So we'll have to see how it shakes out. We'll be back after these messages.
Got a question for Leo and can't call? Well, email your questions to Leo at stocksandtaxes.com. Simply put radio question in the subject line.
Wondering if a Roth conversion is right for you? Allow Leo Lydon, CPA and host of Financial Focus, to bring his years of expertise to your specific tax situation. Call Leo Lydon at 781-829-8626 for your free personal tax consultation.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
We'd like to thank our many newsletter subscribers for their continued support of Financial Focus. In addition to receiving daily stock picks, market overview, and other information contained within the newsletter, you also help support this radio program. If you have benefited from the show and are looking for a way to say thanks, you can join those that subscribe to the newsletter by going to stocksandtaxes.com.
Have you left profit sharing or 401k funds with a previous employer? Financial Focus Asset Management can help you gain control of these funds. Call Leo Lydon to see how you can roll these funds into a managed IRA. Take the first step in gaining control over your money today. Call Leo Lydon of Financial Focus Asset Management at 781-829-8626. That's 781-829-8626. Or go to financialfocusadvisoryservices.com.
When was the last time you took a class? Stretch your mind with the Traders Workshop. This package is a must-have for investors and traders of any level. Leo Lydon has consolidated years of study and experience into the two-hour seminar. You'll learn to trade with confidence as you master entry points, stop losses, and price targets using candlestick charting, Fibonacci levels, ABCs, MACDs, stochastics, and much, much more. Learn to read beyond the numbers with volume analysis. Not a trader? Then we'll teach you how to read the markets to determine if now is the right time to step back in. Most importantly, learn valuable techniques and discipline to help you invest and trade with confidence. Doesn't your portfolio deserve it? Order today and receive a complimentary 30-day subscription to the Financial Focus newsletter. Call Leo Lydon at 781-829-8626 or visit financialfocusadvisoryservices.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Leo Lydon's breaking down your stock picks right now, so call in at 888-205-2263. Now, more Financial Focus on the Money Matters Radio Network and online at moneymattersboston.com.
Welcome back to Financial Focus with Leo Lydon. All right, folks, our number is 888 205-2263. That's 888-205-2263. All right, folks, we are looking at some futures numbers. They are to the upside. Let's jump over here and grab those. We've got, I messed up. There we go. Let's jump out to here. Okay, so Dow futures are up 296. NASDAQ futures are up 120. S&P futures are up 40. So they're sliding a little bit after the weekly jobless claims came in. Again, weekly jobless claims, they came in just shy of 3.2 million. That brings the seven-week total up to 33.5 million people. It's crazy. It's crazy. So we'll have to see how all this shakes itself out, but that's what we're looking at. Let's see. Oh, Peloton, really? I just saw this article here. Peloton revenue surged 66% during the fiscal third quarter as more people purchased its fitness equipment and tuned into its live classes to try to break a sweat while stuck at home during the corona pandemic. The momentum and results also led Peloton to boost its sales outlook for the full year. The company said heightened demand for its bikes has continued into the fourth quarter. It said it's seeing new customers, ones who were not considering buying one of its bikes before the crisis. Founder and chief executive officer told analysts during a post-earnings conference call that the pandemic is going to change consumers' exercise routines for the long term. All right, so let's take a look at Peloton. What's the stock of Peloton? Did they give us the ticker symbol? No, they didn't give it to us. Peloton. Okay. Let me look it up here. Peloton. Look up. Peloton. PTON is the ticker symbol for Peloton. And, oh, they're making new highs. Peloton, really, it is shooting up. Shooting them nicely. I know. I was thinking of buying them too when we first started the lockdown, and I listened to. It's okay. Yeah. You know. Hey, if they talk you out of doing something, it's okay. When they talk you into doing something, you get hurt. It's But no, it's okay. It's all right. But it's all good. All right. What else do we have? Let's get down here. We just talked about Peloton. PLTN. They're breaking to new highs. I don't think you can chase them. I think they're gapping up over it. So that's a tough one there. We have JetBlue came out. JBL used the ticker symbol. They swung to a wider than expected loss on revenue that fell more than forecast as the COVID-19 pandemic led to a significant drop in demand in March. The air carrier stock slipped 0.3% in pre-market trading after falling 20%. It's interesting. I guess lower fuel costs don't really help you that much if you if you don't have any revenue. You know, it slows the bleeding, but that's about it, right? JBLU is the ticker symbol for JetBlue. And see, they're not breaking to a new low. Southwest Airlines, I've got them in the newsletter this morning. LUV is the ticker symbol. And the reason I put them in is because very few Southwest Airlines broke support, so they broke to a new low, and so they're one of the only stocks making new lows, which I find kind of interesting. Makes me think that there's still a lot of support out there. If you look at it and you kind of think, just logically thinking, okay, so if we have the S&P, we can sell you sell the whole 500, right? I mean, if that's what you're holding, you have some sectors, you sell the sector fund, you sell everything in the sector. But then when it comes back up or you start to go through your individual stocks after that, there's got to be some at the lower end of the S&P 500 that you would think, geez, I think I want to sell a little more of that. And if that was the case, then they should be making new lows. And very, very few stocks are making new lows. But Southwest is, so I put them in the newsletter as a short this morning to play that downside momentum. I hate these headlines. Yeah. Look. Let's see. Raytheon. RTX is the ticker symbol for Raytheon. The defense contractor reported quarterly profit $1.78 a share, beating the consensus of $1.22. Revenue also beat forecast for Raytheon. They said they would not provide a financial outlook at this time due to the pandemic's recent uncertainty. Let's see RTX. RTX is Raytheon. Well, they had a nice pullback and consolidation over the past 3 days. What are they doing in the pre-market? They're at 60.25. Oh, I like Raytheon. Oh, Raytheon, RTN. They look good. I like the base they built. Then they came out with a reason to be up. They're not just up because the market's up. They're up because they're doing well. I like Raytheon. So where can they go from here? 60.50 in the pre-market, okay? And then if we take them up near the old high, it would be 67.50. That's a nice ratio. Yeah, I like Raytheon. I like Raytheon anyway. And again, these are things that the government can do to help stimulate the economy. Put money into the military, put money into the roads and the bridges and things like that. And no, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. All right. So I do like Raytheon. AmerisourceBergen, ABC is the ticker symbol. The drug distributor reported a quarterly earnings of $2.40 a share. That's 13 cents above estimates. Revenue also exceeding. Revenue also exceeding forecast. The company cut its full-year earnings forecast to incorporate the potential impact of COVID-19. So, all right, let's take a look at that real quick. ABC is a ticker symbol of, they're just sideways. Now, they can be a fun intraday play. Take a look at ABC. If you want 85, they're at 85 intraday. The range goes up over 88. So you can kind of play the daily range for Amerisource. Interesting how they were just consistent through the whole process. Very interesting. Awesome. All right, let's get to the phones. Let's talk to Bob from Framingham. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing well, Leo. I'm fortunate enough to be in on some calls on Overstock.
Overstock, okay.
And it went through earnings, which is sort of a big yawn, and then Wayfair came out with phenomenal earnings, and now Overstock is surging. Is that why? I just don't know why. It's not as though I'm not going to cash it out and make money with it based on the charts, but I just am wondering if you might have a theory as to why it's doing what it's doing. Looking at the last 3 days, I believe that pattern is called the doji sandwich, a big up candle, a doji. And then it says, hey, let's surge up again the same amount it originally surged up on the first candle.
Okay. And also, Bitcoin is doing well. So what happened with Overstock is the Overstock.com, they had a lot of computing power because, they were set up to be – if you look back in 2018, they had gotten all the way up to like 85. And that was because they were involved with the Bitcoin mining. So a lot of their business is actually blockchain and not just online service. So yeah, maybe they had an increase. It would make sense if they had increased sales at Overstock just because they have been people have been at home. So it's probably two positives. So yeah, no, they look good. So you've got calls in Overstock.
Yes, I do.
Awesome. All right. Cause, see how they're making new recent highs. If you go back to October, they've taken out those highs. So yeah, no, they look good. They're up another buck in the pre-market. Let me see if I can find anything on them. Let's see. OSTK. Oh, I did it wrong. OSTK. Let's see. Overstock. Now there's nothing recent for articles on there either. So yeah, it must be those two things helping it out.
So maybe the thing to do is buy a desk or something from Overstock and open up all the drawers and see if there are any Bitcoins in there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no, because that's the thing. They had used a lot of their computer power to mine Bitcoins. which is kind of interesting. So, and Bitcoin is up over the past month. So that would also lend themselves to Bitcoin being up. I mean, overstock being up. You know, that's good.
So
yeah, they're
the
up a buck this morning.
Yeah, they are. It's a very nice looking overnight chart. I do a plot where I do extended hours as well. And as long as there's some decent volume on some of the candles, well, they're worth considering. Sometimes it's like a funny 100 shares here or 50 shares there, and that really doesn't count. Oh, it's just that somebody happened to grab somebody's stuff that was out there. But a few of these candles overnight or this morning had some okay volume to them. But, of course, we'll see what happens. But there's some very nice projections. Also, another thing, I sent you a chart on the S&P. Because whenever a chart is doing something, especially when it's consolidating, it can either keep consolidating or it can zoom up or it can shoot down. And if, in fact, we had a one-to-one ABC expansion on the S&P, one might claim that you could possibly even have yourself up to all-time highs again in about 4 weeks.
That'd be sweet.
Well, I mean, it's possible. I don't know what the odds are. That's all going to be news-driven. But it's interesting. I mean, all we need is something like somebody says something comes out, and Trump was right, that system where they actually inject a fiber optic tube in with a ventilator so that you're pulsing ultraviolet light at the top of the lungs, it killing coronavirus, whatever they are. He sort of said, couldn't we put light inside the body? If that system worked, I imagine, aha, there we go, and there'd be a run on ventilators, there'd be a run on fiber optic cable, and those UV sources, and the market would surge.
That'd be swell, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love that. I'd love it.
I'm not holding my breath, but I mean, you never know what news item might just drive the market crazy saying it's all coming back.
Right. Right. What I'm fearful of is that the market is so, I think the market is very optimistic. It's priced in a lot of optimism about the opening going smoothly. And it's interesting that it seems like people's tones have changed, whether the tones have changed or the media's tone has changed, which is kind of interpreting what the tone is. But it seems like a lot more people are kind of looking at the lockdown and saying, okay, I'm done. And instead of being home and scared with that little pit in your stomach all day, instead people are going out. And fortunately for me, I really enjoy driving. I mean, I don't sit there and smile like I'm on an amusement park, but I enjoy passing the time listening to the radio, whether it be talk radio or other radio while driving. So, whenever I just couldn't stand being in the house anymore, I just go for a drive. But and driving by itself is social distancing, right? So I've done that, or going for a walk, but what have you. But I notice more and more you see people socializing, and it's kind of neat, kind of neat that they're coming out. But I think they're kind of getting away from this, the fear, and kind of just emotionally ready to move on. So I think the market's priced that in, and I hope it goes smoothly, but I'm afraid there's going to be a backlash. But we shall see. We shall see. Hey, thanks for the call, Bob. Do appreciate it, my friend. You guys all have a great day. Stay safe, and talk with you tomorrow.
Leo's back tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. to break down the market. To reach Leo off the air, call Financial Focus Advisory Services at 781-829-8626 and check out stocksandtaxes.com.
We'd like to thank our many newsletter subscribers for their continued support of Financial Focus. In addition to receiving daily stock picks, market overview, and other information contained within the newsletter, you also help support this radio program. If you have benefited from the show and are looking for a way to say thanks, you can join those that subscribe to the newsletter by going to stocksandtaxes.com.
Tune into Financial Focus each morning at 8 on the Money Matters Radio Network.